All right, welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., where we are going to resume another pleasant discussion of creatures. You know, we just finished talking about the flies. We just finished talking about pain. How about pain as it pertains to animals? You know, we've been taking a look at animal testing. And, you know, the question comes down to, do or not to do animal testing. So we're taking a look at some of the arguments in favor of, some of the arguments against the continuation of animal testing, courtesy of procon.org. And as I normally do, many of you who have been listening for a while know that when I'm presenting these for and against positions of whatever the topic is, by design, I say very little about it. I offer very little of my own personal thoughts, you know, commentary about it, because I really prefer these times for you to just hear what others have to say for or against the issue, and you decide. I still don't have a position, or this is the position I had before, and I maintain that position, or, hey, this is what my position was before, but I'm changing now. I've heard some things that I wasn't aware of before, and so all we're asking is that we listen with open mind, listen objectively, really hear what both sides are saying, not just the other side, not just my side, but both sides. Whether you're listening to both sides or, you know, listening to both sides is a great way to maybe hear some things from either side, the side who shares your position, the side who has a different position, to pick up on some things that maybe you hadn't thought of before. You may find your position being strengthened as a result of truly listening, listening, listening. So here we go. Let's start with a con, because if I'm not mistaken, I started with a pro earlier this week when we had this discussion. So let's start with a con this time. With the con saying, no, animal testing should not continue. The pros again are saying, yes, animal testing should be continued. All right, so here's our con. Religious traditions tell us to be merciful to animals, so we should not cause them suffering by experimenting on them. That's their main point. So here are some supporting points. In the Bible, Proverbs 12 and 10 states, a righteous man regardeth the life of his beast. The Hindu doctrine of Ahimsa teaches the principle of not doing harm to other living beings. The Buddhist doctrine of right livelihood dissuades Buddhists from doing any harm to animals. Here's our next pro. Their major point: religious traditions allow for human dominion over animals. Here are their supporting points. The Bible states in Genesis 1 and 26, and God said, let them being the human beings, have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. The BBC reports that Jewish, Christian, and Muslim teaching allows for animal experimentation as long as there is no unnecessary pain inflicted and there is a real possibility of benefit to human beings. Any of that thought-provoking for you? Okay, here's our next con. Medical breakthroughs involving animal research may still have been made without the use of animals. Here's what they provide as support. There's no evidence that animal experiments were essential in making major medical advances. And if enough money and resources were devoted to animal-free alternatives, other solutions would be found. Humane Research Australia reports that many discoveries made by non-animal methods were later verified by animal experiments, giving false credit to animal use. For example, HRA, Humane Research Australia notes that ovarian function was demonstrated by physician Dr. Robert T. Morris in 1895 in surgical procedures on women. Yet history credits the discovery to Emil Naur, who reproduced the procedure in rabbits in 1896. And Banting and Best are often cited as having discovered insulin through animal experiments in 1922. However, the discovery of insulin dates back to 1788 when an English physician, Thomas Cawley, performed an autopsy on a diabetic. Whew. Okay. Kind of heavy duty for me, but all right, here's our next pro. Their major point is relatively few animals are used in research, which is a small price to pay for advancing medical progress. Here's how they support that concept. People in the United States eat 9 billion chickens and 150 million cattle, pigs, and sheep annually. Yet we only use around 26 million animals for research, 95% of which are rodents, birds, and fish. We eat more than 1,800 times the number of pigs than the number used in research, and we consume more than 340 chickens for every research animal. So one of the things that we would need to determine is relevance. Yeah, relevance in the sense that, okay, of all the points that we heard, pro and con, and that wraps it up. That wraps up our pro-con debate. As you went through, you listened to all of them, did you conclude that every argument made was relevant to the point? Or did you decide that some of the points really were not relevant? Did you find yourself saying, hey, you know what? I think that the argument on the other side being the one opposite of your initial position, if you had a position, I think that the argument made by the other side was so strong and so compelling that I'm changing my position. Whatever that change entails, switching from saying, yes, animals should be tested further, or you're saying, nope, animals should not be tested anymore. Wherever you started, did you find yourself changing your position? Or do you find that you really couldn't make a decision one way or the other before this discussion? And now that this discussion is over, you still really can't come down firmly on one side or the other. It's understandable. Like I said, this was kind of a heavy-duty conversation. But of course, pros and cons, you know I'm not going to share with you my conclusion as to where I fall on this. But I tell you what I will do. I'll be back with more Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. in just a few minutes.